Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 638 and today I'm going to talk about quitting the yo-yo and getting clarity on what you want. It's coming into the new year and for a lot of people that may mean setting new goals, new resolutions, etc. One of the key things over the years in the industry that I have seen and had conversations around is seeing people, for lack of a better term, yo-yo, although I think that probably is the best term for it, not because I think it's a real thing that we have to be careful of. I think it's a misjudgment of actually what's going on. Most people don't yo-yo, right? They don't necessarily fall off the bandwagon. What happens is they usually peak. They usually get results or stay a particular course or plan, and usually based upon external accountability. And then when situations change, because that person hasn't actually evolved and developed to become a person that can maintain those benefits, we see it with money as well, right? So if somebody came in and woke you up every day and made you go to work and make you work real hard and gave you all these ideas, you'll probably earn more money. But then you rely on that person so much that when they're removed, you don't know how to make money. And so you go back to being poor, right? It's exactly the same thing that happens within our health system, our training system, our personal training, our fitness industry system, is that we have these trainers that are training people and getting them results, but they're actually still poor in mind. The reason being is that if you were to remove you from the equation and that person wasn't able to maintain that particular lifestyle, then you as a trainer have actually not done your job at all. You build a codependency. You're part of the yo-yo. And so one of the things here is to be able to quit the yo-yo is to be able to make sure we're moving from simply just exercising people or guilting people into, you know, thinking positive or some bullshit like that, and allowing people to, you know, define health for themselves and develop past that. So one of the key things here as we look forward around moving past this whole yo-yo idea is that if someone was to peak and then return to a particular, let's say, default or base, what we need to do is we need to increase that base. We need to increase the level, the base starting point or the base gravitational pull where that person operates. And that's why I refer to the flow map, which used to be called the health map, so much. Because what we see is that people progress and learn and develop so much more when they're there with them as they're learning and as they're unfolding and as they're progressing rather than for them. So we end up actually contributing to the issue that we're pretending to solve. And so one of the key things besides education around quitting the yo-yo, one of the key things is getting clear as, let's say, now moving away from the trainer space, just as the individual, this could be a trainer, this doesn't matter who it is, it's the person that has a goal, right? It's to get absolute clarity on those goals. Now, another key thing to that is that that clarity or that goal may change over time. And the reason why it may change is because you get more information. And as you get more information, it's normal to make tweaks to something. If you had a goal for, you know, redoing your kitchen, and then as you went to go redo it, you started to get more information around different materials and different costs and lifetimes of those materials, you wouldn't be like, no, I'm just going to stick to my original plan. If you didn't do the research as you do the research, there's going to be more information that comes available to you. Maybe there's new products that come out in that time as well. It'd be silly not to change the ingredients that make up that goal, so to speak, or the final outcome. And so the same thing can be said for our own goals, is to get clarity on it means that we're continually moving forward and getting clear on what it is that we want to come out of the exercise, you know, literally sometimes, that we're doing. And so one of the ways to do this is that we build a push-pull goal. A push-pull goal is it's a push for a motivation away from something and a pull for a motivation towards something. Now, majority of people are one or the other, give or take. And more often than not, it's easy to be motivation away. It's like, fuck, I know what I don't want. But we may struggle to know exactly what it is that we do want. And a lot of that could come from childhood patterns where, you know, we're told we get what we're given. And so here we are as an adult just waiting to be given something, right? Not actually giving ourselves permission to go out there and fucking get it. And if we're constantly waiting for some sort of larger external authority, external source to give us what they think we deserve, then we're just going to get biscuits. That's all we're going to fucking get, whatever that may mean for you, right? We get crumbs. And so with this, it's about going, hang on a sec, do I give myself permission to not only achieve what it is that I really want to achieve, but do I think that I deserve to achieve what I really want to achieve? Do I deserve to have that in my life, to be, to do, to have that in my life? Am I the type of person that is allowed to have that? You know, and then we may start to hear things that arise for us. Well, this person will think of this. And all of a sudden, we start to see the patterns that we think are actually, you know, maybe annoying, but they're actually useful, because these patterns of caring what other people thought allowed you to go through having a big family as a child. So that way you always knew if you were where you were in the household, you knew your pecking order, it was safe. Now as an adult, it's keeping you, you know, poor, unhappy, unfulfilled. And so one of the key things for us here is to get the clarity on what it is that we want, start to recognize the things that come up for us as we address what it is that we want, genuinely want, ask ourselves, if I was to get that, would it be because, you know, am I making someone else happy? You know, what would achieving that give me that I don't currently already have? Okay, and these questions are going to give you insights that otherwise we could be unbeknownst to as we continually pursue a goal that's actually not fulfilling for us, or fleeting even. It's fleeting because we achieve it, we get our little praise, and then it's gone, unfulfilled all over again, just to run the fucking rat wheel again, right? And so this motivation away and this motivation towards, one of the key things here for us is to be able to get a clear indication of going, okay, well, what is it that I want? And if what comes up for you is, well, I don't want this, and that what I want is to not X, these are all motivation away. They're all not wanting, right? And that's fine. So if that's what you don't want, what would that give you? You know, what would, if you didn't have that, what would be in its place? And these are questions that allow us to get a bit clear on what it is that we do want. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden we're motivation towards. Both of these are skills to develop, both of them. Because somebody who's so high and so focused on motivation towards can literally stay in dreamland, because there's no pain in staying where they're at. And so they continually stay exactly where they're at, dreaming about how good it could be, right? And so the opposite of that is a person who's so motivation away but doesn't know where they're going. It will sit there and complain about the shit situation that they're in. The shit-situation, if I may. So the ability here is to find out exactly what it is that I don't want and go, what is it that I'm moving towards? And from that, be able to picture ourselves in what moving towards, what achieving, what being, doing, or having that particular goal would feel like, what thoughts would come up for you, what, who you would share that with, the type of people that you'd be around, what your physical body and your behaviors and your traits would be like, and then what systems in place would you continually have every single day? How would you check and know that this is where you're at and this is where you want to be? And then do the exact same thing. Okay, so if I wasn't to go where I want to go, if I was to stay where I am, then how would I think? How would I feel? What would that say about me? What would the people around me, how would the relationships with them be? What would my physical body be like? What would my traits and behaviors be like? And then how do I know that I'm staying here? What habits am I doing that's keeping me here? These are ways for us to get a clear indication of motivation towards and motivation away. Really important components of building clarity on our goals and moving towards what's really important to us. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, then it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book before Christmas for a gift, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you want one personally signed by myself. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.